This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We had just finished Jeremiah, and I'm sure you're happy to see that we're going into another study. But we're going into the study of Lamentations, which is also a Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah. And I hope you will enjoy this. It's not quite as long as Jeremiah, I assure you. So let's get right into our study. Jeremiah was considered the weeping prophet. In his tears, and you know, tears are defined simply as drops of salty fluid flowing down from the eyes. They can be caused by irritation or laughter, but are usually associated with weeping, sorrow, grief, or whatever. When we cry, friends wonder what's wrong and try to console us. Babies cry for food, children cry at the loss of a pet or something, and adults cry when confronted with trauma and death. Jeremiah's grief ran deep. He is remembered as the weeping prophet, and his tears flowed from a broken heart. As God's spokesman, he knew what laid ahead for Judah, his country, and for Jerusalem, the capital land, the city of God. God's judgment would fall and destruction would come. He seen it, he saw it for firsthand before anything happened. He knew it. And so Jeremiah wept. His tears were not self-centered or mourning over personal suffering or loss. He wept because the people had rejected their God, the God who had made them, created everything. And he loved them. He sought repeatedly to bless them. Jeremiah's heart was broken because he knew that the selfishness and sinfulness of the people would bring them much suffering and an extended exile into Babylon. Jeremiah's tears were tears of empathy and sympathy. His heart was broken with those things that break God's heart. And most prophets, as you look at them, they repent for the people as if that prophet committed the sin. Now, why do they do this? They feel the same thing that God feels. And it's just like Daniel. Daniel, when he prayed as if he committed the sin. And he was the prophet of God. He prayed three times a day, and he was a godly man, very godly, probably one of the most godly men in the Bible. He, Joseph, Moses, these people were godly men. And they prayed, these prophets, they prayed as if they did it themselves. And his heart was broken with those things that break God's heart. Jeremiah's two books focus on one event, the destruction of Jerusalem. The book of Jeremiah predicts it, and Lamentations looks back on it, known as the Book of Tears. Lamentations is a dirge of a funeral song, a written for this fallen city of Jerusalem. What makes a person say a lot about that person, whether he or she is self-centered or God-centered, the Book of Lamentations allows us to see what made Jeremiah sorrowful as one of God's choice servants. He was a major prophet. He stands alone in the depth of his emotions, broken by his care for the people. his love for the nation, and his devotion to God. Do you weep because your selfish pride has been wounded, or because the people around you lead sinful lives and reject God who loves him? He had this deep feeling for the people, even though they hated him, put him in prison, put him under the ground, and threw him a morsel of bread every once in a while. He's not one of those preachers they picked up in a limousine. He's not one of those preachers that required a minimum amount of money to come see you. He's not one of those preachers that took up offerings to buy himself an airplane and $1 million hangar to house it in so that he could say he bought it. He's got it. He's successful. No. Jeremiah did exactly what God told him to, and he did it without being one of those that collected money in the name of the Lord. Now, you may think I'm harsh, and I'm telling you the truth. The world is filled with injustice and poverty, war, and rebellion against God, all of which should move us to tears and to action. You know, the Islamic religion, the Islamists, now you won't find this very many places, but you go back far enough to Muhammad, you find that they worship the moon god. Even if you ask this question to some of these AI bots or whatever, they won't mention it. But if you go back far enough to Muhammad's time, you find that this god Allah is the moon god. And it's a false god that they sacrifice children to it. And they keep saying Allah and God is the same. It's not. Absolutely not the same God. This God, Allah, goes back to the moon god, a false god, Baal. Actually, it goes back to Baal. Goes back to the devil. Just take a look at this religion of peace. You got to be kidding me. This is a religion of terrorists. This is a religion that if you don't believe the way they want you to or desire you to, they will kill you. Is that a religion of peace? I could guarantee you. Allah is not the same as Yahweh and Jesus. They will not recognize Jesus as God or as the Son of God. Therefore, their religion is totally based upon a lie. A lie. And you've got some that this guy out of California writing books and selling millions of copies and calling it Krishlam as if it's some kind of the same religion. You got to be. I can't even believe that a Christian pastor would do this. And you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention the name. But it happens, folks, and people are deceived. And as we read Lamentation, we ought to be as brokenhearted as Jeremiah over this false religion of Islam claiming millions of lives in the name of Allah and taking them all straight to hell. It is a false religion based upon a false god, based upon a false prophet, based upon a false sun god. That's it. we got to read Lamentations and learn what it means to grieve with God over these people. To grieve with God over the lies that they tell. And Jeremiah grieves deeply because of the destruction of Jerusalem and devastation of his nation. But in the middle of the book, in the depths of his grief, there's a ray of hope. God's compassion is ever present. His faithfulness, his grief is great. Jeremiah realizes that it's only the Lord's mercy that has prevented total annihilation. And this book we're about to study shows us the serious consequences of sin. And everyone thinks that there's no consequence, because the consequences has a timeline on it, and God's not going to do anything because it's just God hasn't done anything so far, so he's not going to do anything. It's a lie from the devil. If you think that God is not going to basically do the same thing as he's always done if he's rejected. And he's not going to say, oh, come on in. You know, if a person rejects Christ and rejects Jesus as Lord and Savior and his blood, God is not going to say to an Islamist, oh, come on in then. I know you're serious. I know you're very, very devoted to Allah and Muhammad. No. Nobody can come in except by the door. They can't sneak by. Jesus said that. You can't sneak by any other way. I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father except by me. And he's a liar and a thief and a robber if he comes any other way. Did you know that? If you think that God is going to say, oh, come on in, you're fooling yourself. You are fooling yourself. It is not Frishlam. It is not something, the same God, Allah. It couldn't be any more different than a man in the moon. I'm telling you, folks, we've got to be careful of what we call truth and what we call lies. The first chapter, how lonely sits the city that was full of people. She has become like a widow who was once a great among the nations. She who was princess among the provinces has become a forced laborer, a slave is who they become. You know, you can become a slave real quick. She weeps bitterly at the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. She has none to comfort her among all her lovers. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They have become her enemies. Judah has gone into exile under affliction and under harsh servitude. She dwells among the nations, but she has found no rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her. In the midst of distress, the roads of Zion are in mourning because no one comes to the appointed feasts. All her gates are desolate. Her priests are groaning. Her virgins are afflicted. And it just gets more serious. This is the prophet Jeremiah, his song of sorrow, of Jerusalem's destruction. The nation of Judah had been utterly defeated. The temple destroyed, captives taken away to Babylon. Jeremiah's tears were for the suffering and the humiliation of the people, but those tears penetrated even deeper into his heart. He wept because God had rejected the people for their rebellious ways. And each year this book was read aloud to remind all the Jews that their great city fell because of their stubborn sinfulness. I'm going to stop right there, and we'll take this study up tomorrow. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Give us an email. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, is Brother Hansen saying, study. Show yourself approved to God.